France took the lead again today in opposing early military action against Iraq. This morning, France, Germany, and Belgium vetoed an American request that NATO give military help to alliance member Turkey in the event of a war. Later today, French President Jacques Chirac welcomed Russian President Vladimir Putin on a three-day state visit. Chirac announced that Russia was signing up to a Franco-German initiative to boost UN weapons inspections as an alternative to war. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris on the widening international rift over Iraq.
This morning, France, along with Belgium and Germany, threw NATO into crisis. The three countries vetoed Washington's request that the alliance provide Turkey with special troops, missiles, and surveillance planes to defend itself in case of a war with Iraq. The three nations went against the will of 16 other alliance members. They argued that preparing for war now amounted to saying that diplomatic efforts had been exhausted. NATO Secretary General George Robertson could only take stock of the diplomatic breakdown.
I've never denied that there was an argument. I think that would be foolish. There is a very heated argument inside NATO about the timing. But that is what it is about. It is about the timing. And clearly, if we haven't achieved agreement after 3 weeks of discussion, then that argument is of a serious nature.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld scolded the three holdouts, saying they had made a mistake. Some analysts here say Europeans see such comments as schoolmasterly and condescending, and in themselves a good reason to stand up to Washington. In any case, the damage had already been done. Deployments have already been delayed by 3 weeks of discussions and will likely be delayed by more bickering at NATO, where ambassadors meet in Brussels tomorrow. Today, France led another attempt to prevent a possible war. It recruited a fellow permanent member of the UN Security Council to support its proposal to beef up inspections as an alternative to invading Iraq. President Jacques Chirac and visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin announced they were working with Germany to push for continued inspections. Chirac said the three nations were working on proposals made at the UN by France recently. They called for more spy planes and new regional offices in Iraq, as well as the tripling of the number of inspectors.
Ces propositions ont recueilli tout de suite.
The proposals France made were supported right away by Germany. Then a certain number of other Security Council members, as well as other countries, said they supported them. And then, notably, we received the support of Russia. These proposals aim to reinforce the means of inspectors in manpower and equipment. I don't know if you want to call it a plan, but it's an increasingly shared position.
Vladimir Putin stood by and did not speak at length about Iraq, but he said a diplomatic and political solution is preferable to war, and he tried to minimize current disagreements. Of course it would be better if there were a unified position, he said, but that would be like the meetings of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. As we know, the Soviet Union didn't lead to anything good, he added. The battle for opinion, between different points of view, isn't bad in and of itself. The common position of Russia, France, and Germany should be presented later this week at the UN Security Council. It is seen as a rival idea to calls by Britain for a second UN resolution authorizing war. Chirac tried to mend bridges across the Atlantic today. He said the French considered themselves as friends of the United States and that he did not question transatlantic solidarity. But the French president added that that did not prevent France from having an opinion and defending it on a question of morality, whether or not to go to war. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.